Overtime with the Wednesday morning recap edition. We have a jam-packed show for you. Jerry Hayes from the Apple Valley Eagles. Tim Kolominen from the northwest part of the state, our big key contributor here on the MN Hockey Hub, will join us. He has audio coming from the Detroit Lakes 5-4 win over Park Rapids. We'll also have highlights from the Roseau Rams 2-1 win over the Moorhead Spuds, as we'll take a look at that one as well. We're going to cover that and much more as we prepare for the big upcoming week. Don't forget, tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock right here on the MNHockeyHub.com network, we're going to have some Edina Holiday Classic action. We're going to be on the air for three straight days. All six games will be there. We'll have the consistency rolling from start to finish. Of course, that's a MyFoxHockey.com production. So we're going to start first looking back to the things that happened yesterday. It was a 5-3 win for the Wayzata Trojans. The power play was the story again. Only three times they were put on the man advantage, and the Wayzata Trojans converted twice, going 2-for-3. It was an up-and-down affair with plenty of scoring chances going both ways. Tate Erickson had a pair of goals for the Apple Valley Eagles. Mario Lucia had a pair of goals as well. We check in now with head coach Jerry Hayes from the Apple Valley Eagles. Jerry, first of all, thanks for joining us, and tell us a little bit about last night's game.
Well, you know, it was a fun game. You know, 8 o'clock start, a little later start because we had a doubleheader with the girls game. But 8 o'clock start, and for those people that stayed up and stayed with us, you know, I think they were entertained. It was a up-and-down game, 5-on-5 for the most part, and saw two pretty skilled hockey teams, I think. So it was a fun night for high school hockey.
You know, ironically, it was a 5-on-5 game, which personally, if you've heard and listened to me, that's what I prefer to see. But still, Wayzata gets on the power play just three times, and it's really the difference in the game. How deadly is that thing?
Well, you know, they move the puck so well, and they're so unselfish, and they got, you know, a bunch of guys that can shoot the puck, and so I think they were 2-for-3, so obviously pretty deadly, unfortunately, in our standpoint. But, you know, they got a lot of tools over there, and they're very unselfish, and you know, that all of that makes a very good combination for a very good power play, and they certainly take advantage of, you know, and I think they're operating like a 40% clip so far this year, and so it's you know, panic time when you take a penalty against them, and hopefully you can withstand it, and we weren't up to it last night.
You know, we hear so much about your big guns, obviously, and you know, Tate Erickson with a pair of goals, and you've got other guys contributing. Why don't we touch on them a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think we have some unsung guys. You know, Tate and Trent Hoyer, I think, are two leading point guys, or at least they're right up there. And we have some depth. You know, and you know, we have a lot of juniors similar to Wayzata, who have played a lot of very big games in youth hockey in high school. And you know, we feel really good about our depth. I know we get criticized a lot for our depth, but you know, we feel good about our depth. You know, we think we have a lot of guys that can play. We think we have fourth line guys that can step in as well. And I think our D, you know, it kind of flies under the radar. I thought Anthony Leong, who's maybe all of 5'5 with the helmet and skates, was a very dynamic force last night. Derek Smith and Vince Pedry as well. Defensively, anytime you can kind of hold that team in check, as I felt we did a lot. I mean, it wasn't 2-on-1 after 2-on-1. I mean, a lot of their chances, you know, they had two power play goals. A couple other things, but if you're able to hold that team down a little bit, which I felt we were able to do, you know, a lot of credit is given to both our D, our goaltender, you know, played very well again, Aaron Gretz, and certainly some of those other guys, as you mentioned.
You know, when you look at the game, you know, you look at the times of the goals and whatnot, you know, after Goodman scores to put you up 2-1, you know, you sat for about 14 minutes until anything happened, and was it the type of game where you're saying, you know, next goal is a big one, or did you feel really comfortable through the midsection of the second where your team was at?
We did, you know, and I think we felt really good about what we were able to do down low. We felt like our forecheck was pretty effective. We had guys racing for pucks and battling for pucks in the offensive zone. Our forwards are doing a nice job with puck possession down low. And, you know, our message to them was, hey, you know, let's get it deep and let's go forecheck. And unfortunately, we had guys trying to do too much through neutral. And as a result, you know, we have a kind of a costly turnover in neutral ice, and they come down and score the second goal. And then we're recovering still kind of, you know, and you can't dwell on what just happened. You need to focus on, you know, the next shift. And unfortunately, we weren't ready to play the next shift. And you know, puck goes out to the point. We have an opportunity to block a shot. We don't. And puck gets through in a scrum similar to our first goal. their third goal is kind of a scrum and gets through and finds a way into the back of the net, or not really the back of the net, just inside the post apparently. And, you know, we go from a 2-1, you know, feeling good about how we're playing to, you know, two goals in 50 seconds, and all of a sudden we're down going to third. And to add insult, we take a penalty a little bit later. You know, actually on that third goal, because of the scrum, we take a dumb penalty off to the side of the net. And now we're down 3-2 and we're killing going into the third period. So, you know, that three-minute span, you know, proved to be the difference for the night, just, you know, not being mentally tough enough to play 51 minutes.
Well, the beauty of that is that's a quick, short lesson to learn, and I'm sure you're going to be able to point to some of the things that happened there. And then will you be able to take a look in your head now to North Dakota for that, was it a four-team tournament? You start with Grafton, correct?
Well, actually, again, your first question, yeah, we feel good. You know, we talk about, you know, as good as you can feel as a loss. You know, you want to, you know, apply earlier lessons, and we applied some things after the Jefferson game and got better for the Eden Prairie game. And, you know, after the Eden Prairie game, we licked our chops a little bit but applied some things. And, you know, we're not making the same mistakes that we made, you know, a week and a half ago. We're getting better, and we're still a work in progress, which I think every team is at this point, at least I think hopes to be. I think that you'd rather be a work in progress than be a finished product right now, and we're certainly a work in progress. And, you know, we have an opportunity now to go up to North Dakota, and it's an 8-team tournament, actually, majority 6 teams from North Dakota, and then ourselves and Princeton's actually going up. But, you know, the two Grand Forks teams, Grand Forks Central, Grand Forks Red River, have a number of Elite League guys who I think were playing in the Elite League Championship this last fall. And so they're going to give us everything that we can handle up there. And it's fun to play at Engelstad. You know, I always enjoy playing some different teams. You know, you can't really scout them. You just kind of go out and play it. And, you know, when you play a tournament 3 games in a row, you kind of try to roll 4 lines a little bit and give some different guys some opportunities in a non-conference way. And so, you know, we're excited about the trip. Unfortunately, we got to miss a couple days of school, but, you know, it frees up our holiday a little bit.
And then you get to the holiday and get after it. So, Coach, looked like an entertaining one from afar, and you pretty much painted the picture that it was. So, as always, good luck to you in the future here, and have a great time in North Dakota. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pete. Look forward to next time.
You bet. Jerry Hayes from the Apple Valley Eagles. When we come back, we're going to have a quick little look here at some highlights from Roseau's 2-1 win over the Moorhead Spuds right here on the Overtime Radio Network. Protect your children's online activities with PG Key, the only key of its kind. Check it out online at pgkey.com or right here on the mnhockeyhub.com. You can pick one up at your local Office Max stores. PG Key, providing peace of mind for families everywhere. The Overtime Radio Network continues right here on the mnhockeyhub.com as we roll through some of the action from last night. We head up to a Mariucci Conference contest in Roseau, Minnesota, where the Moorhead Spuds and the Rams got it on in a 2-1 barn burner. Roseau wins the game by a score of 2-1. It was a thriller. We'll take a look at a couple of the Roseau goals scored in this one. First of all, before we go there, though, in the win, the Rams outshoot Moorhead by a 27-23 margin. And Roseau was 1-for-3 on the power play, while Moorhead was 0-for-3. Josh Erickson will get things started for the Roseau Rams on the power play at 10:15 on this goal.
And on another long shot from Umdahl that went wide, Moorhead's able to clear the zone down the right wing. 40 seconds left for Roseau on the power play. Justin Anderson will pass it up the left side. Now played by Chase Broughton. Broughton gains the zone. Broughton in the right circle tries to leave it back. Nice pass working his way in. Josh Erickson is shot at a goal!
Yeah, nice job by Chase Broughton carrying the puck into the zone. Nice job, Josh Erickson, trailing the play. Chase had the sense that he was there. A little drop pass, it's in the net.
That Josh Erickson goal came once again at 10:15 of the second period. Thanks a lot again to Zach Swanson on the call from Wild 102. Into the third period, it's Brendan Johnson who tied it at 8:26 for Moorhead. Ben Doda and Bryant Christian picked up the assists on that one. And then late in the hockey game, with 10 seconds left in the third period, Travis Connell scores as Josh Erickson and Shane Omdahl pick up the assists to propel Roseau to the win in dramatic fashion late in that hockey game. Let's pick up the call from Wild 102.
Fancy play by Josh Erickson. Doesn't work, but he'll get another chance as the puck comes free, neutral ice. He's got it. It's a two-on-one. Josh Erickson.
Oh!
And a goal! Travis Connell, the potential game winner with 10 seconds to go. And the Rams are up 2-1 over the Moorhead Spuds.
Great play by Josh Erickson, showing a lot of patience, holding the puck, making Bitzer think he was going to shoot. And then at the last minute, nice pass across the crease, and it's in the net.
Once again, Zach Swanson from Wild 102 on the call. Thank you to Zach and the crew there for getting the sound bites for the Overtime Radio Network on the MNHockeyHub.com. Taking a look at the schedules ahead for Moorhead, they have Brainerd on Saturday and Duluth East on Tuesday, followed by Jefferson a week later. That is the St. Louis Park Classic. The season's already starting to dial in on us. So you take a look at the standings in the Mariucci. Bemidji with another 1-0 win last night over War Road, now in first place with 5 points at 2-0-1. Thief River Falls is 1-0. Roseau is even up now at 1-1 in the conference and in second place, tied with Thief River. Moorhead, meanwhile, at 0-1-1 is in fourth place. Crookston, East Grand Forks, and War Road round out that conference. Meanwhile, for the Roseau Rams, they'll play host to the Holy Angel Stars this upcoming Saturday. That'll be a 3 o'clock afternoon game, and that should be a dandy, to say the least. And then it'll be Lake of the Woods on Tuesday the 28th, so it'll be a little bit of off time for the Roseau Rams as they now stand at 1-5 overall. That's going to do it here for period number one. Thanks to Jerry Hayes for joining us, Zach Swanson, the crew at FM Wild 102, bringing all the play-by-play action and highlights. We'll have plenty more of that stuff coming up for you as the season wears on, as we continue to add and contribute here to the Overtime Radio Network. Period number two will feature Tim Kolomainen as we talk about Detroit Lakes. Listen to some audio sound bites. We have three from that one. A couple of coaches and players will join us as well. And we'll look at the week ahead. Don't forget the Edina Holiday Classic in full swing starting tomorrow. We'll have all six games for you right here on the MNHockeyHub.com radio network, also via MyFoxHockey.com. It's a MyFox Hockey production, as of course we work in concert together and have for each of the past four seasons. I'm Pete Wagner. So long, everybody.
Sweat of lovers laying in